Trade show displays, step and repeat backdrops, pull-up banner stands, table throws, all your large printing needs. ExpoNetUSA.com, 301-378-9363. Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram.
Thank you for listening to the Hub Show podcast. Brought to you by Venue Media.
The People's Podcast.
The Hub Show.
Hub Show, Jay Heiss. We are here. It's December 23rd. This is the our Christmas episode. I'm here with Charmin Grassetta. We're holding down the fort.
That's right. See y'all later.
That's right. People come and go. We're back at the old stomping ground.
That's right.
The old Emerald Studios. Emerald Studios. Chris is floating around here hosting
somewhere.
This Christmas party of sorts.
It's a wonderful gathering.
Yes, it is. Pool playing going on.
Mm-hmm.
Kids. There was music.
Yeah, I don't know what happened to that.
I know, right? Huh? Sure. Go on, DJ DC. There you go. All right.
Yeah.
And here's the thing. We have sitting across from us right here. If you're a fan of the Hub Show, you go back to June.
Mm-hmm.
I just gave you her first name is Jasmine. I can't say the other name because she doesn't have authority. She doesn't have the approval to speak to the media,
mm-hmm.
which would be us.
That's right.
We're the media. So we get to put words in her mouth. We just had to get a nod out of her. I'm not even going to say her last name. If you want to know, you'll go back to the episode. Let's just say she aimed high. There you
That's
go.
Right.
She aimed high. I don't think she's high, but she aimed high. And she can't speak officially, so we're going to do it for her. And she's going to nod and give us the thumbs up, whatever.
So are you enjoying your new life?
Yes. How is everything? Good?
She is.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah. Loud and proud, right? Yeah. Mm-hmm. Can you hear us? No, you can't hear us? You're trying not to hear us. Yeah. You're home on leave. You just got home, right? Yeah. You glad to be home? Yeah.
How long is your leave?
Right after the new year?
The first?
Yeah.
Okay.
And you're still in Texas, right? Yeah? Warm, sunny Texas, huh?
Making a lot of new friends?
Yeah, you are.
Sticking to yourself?
You have a whole squadron of friends. You make some besties out there? Not even? No besties?
None.
Wait, how do you go to boot camp and all that, not make any friends? No way.
But she said she really loves her new life, so you just like being by yourself.
That's fine. That's what you want to do. Oh, we got Pac-Man going on in the back. There we go.
I don't know if Biz can beat that high score, though.
I know. There's a high score written above the Pac-Man machine. People keep crossing off the other ones.
I know.
Just liars.
We should probably just get a marker board.
Who wrote the number 8, by the way?
Who wrote that number 9?
I know.
That's what I want to know.
I bet Chris did that.
I didn't feel like that was a super hammered person.
It's all Canfield.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So toddler.
It's Christmas, Charming. How's it going?
It is Christmas.
How's your holiday season?
It's Christmas Eve.
Yeah, it's the eve of Christmas Eve.
It's Festivus for the rest of us.
Yeah, okay. There it is.
We must go through the first stage of Festivus. We have to air our grievances.
Right now? Knock yourself out. What better place to do than a podcast? Oh, we all do, Charming.
I don't think I...
The list is long.
The list goes on and on.
I'm sure. How about you, Jasmine? We have a list of grievances. Do you have anything you want to get off your chest? It's not like you're having a good year. Your life has changed, right? No problem, no issues? No? You get reamed for not having your boot shine enough or anything? You always got uniform pressed. You're good to go? Yeah? Yeah? You're one of those? No friends, but damn if your uniform doesn't look good, huh?
You bounce a quarter off your bed, though?
Hospital quarters, right? What happened?
They never did that.
Never saw that done. Jeez, old school.
Old school.
I'm old school stuff,
yeah.
You did make your bed, though, right? You made your bunk, right? You had to do that. Hospital corners and all that good stuff, right? Yeah. Were you smart? Because you went to basic in the summertime. I went to basic in the summertime. Did you actually sleep under your covers at night?
Oh. Well, they made us strip.
They made you? Really?
When they came in the morning, they made us strip. So people
every like day?
Pop-tart, yes.
Every day you had to strip your bed? Man, that's how I got away with not...
Wait, why?
Yeah, why?
Some people sleep on top.
Yeah.
And then their beds will be made in the morning.
Oh, yeah, they're cheating.
That's exactly what I did cheating. Every night. I never slept under the covers in basic training. And I watch other people making their bunks in the morning, and they get their shit flipped when they come back because they didn't make it right. You know what I'm saying? Well, you can tell us this. What's the worst you saw someone get punished, or what's the worst thing you saw in basic? One. A couple people dragging ass, holding the whole squadron down. You guys are squadrons, right? Air Force, right? Okay. The equivalent of a platoon, yeah.
Easy. We didn't have dumb people.
Yeah, no dumb people? None. Nobody was slow? No? Yeah, right. Everyone. Really? You guys were all tip-top? Look at you.
Go, team, go.
That's how easy it is. It's good. It's all good. I'm proud of you. Thank you for your service so far.
Thanks for catching up.
6 months. Crushing it. You're what, a 4-year enlistment?
6 year.
Yeah, you got some time there.
Okay, so how long are you going to be in Texas for?
All her life, apparently.
My first station is actually in Texas, so I'm going to be in Texas for like...
Her first duty station in Texas.
3 years.
Okay.
Good Lord.
And, like, for what you do, for your rate, I don't know if you guys call it... Do you guys call it rate in the Air Force? In the Navy, you call it your rate. What do you call your job?
Your MOS.
AFSE.
Okay, for what you do, is there only certain specific locations where that is available? Is it like a super specialized thing, so you can only go to certain places?
Well, like pretty much every job, there's only certain bases you can go to.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
So yours is Texas? And must be other places.
Yeah, other
Germany?
Places,
England? Okay, I got you. But you're stuck in Texas for like a good 2-3 years, huh?
I don't mind it. It's a
mess. Yeah, but you... Well, part of the point of joining the military is you can get out and go see stuff. You're stuck at, where, in Texas? What have you seen, the Alamo?
I haven't left the East
State
before.
I gotcha. So you got some traveling to do.
I think
do.
She's just, okay. like, happy to be, like, you know, she's,
I'm
like,
sure.
independent now.
When you came back to Maryland, you flew back, obviously,
that's
right?
That's going to feel good.
A little colder here than where you came from?
It was about 80 degrees.
About 80 degrees. Lackland Air Base in Texas, huh? Yeah. That's near what city in Texas?
Lackland's in San Antonio.
San Antonio, that's right. Yeah.
Oh, that's a nice city.
Well, I'm
yeah.
in San Angelo right now.
Okay.
Where's that?
Same
like
thing.
4 hours.
Oh, really?
Yeah, right. Texas is a huge
it's
state,
a big
but I
state.
Mean, like, what's. Where's that? Where's the closest?
Are you deep in the heart of Texas?
Major city.
The closest major city would be. It's like Dallas, Austin, and San Antonio. Or like
in line, pretty much.
Dallas,
yeah.
Dallas, Austin, San Antonio, yeah. Hot. Like see some scorpions down there? Anything? What have you seen? You see some snakes?
See some roadrunners?
You see some snakes?
No, there's armadillos.
You saw
yeah,
armadillo?
Armadillos.
Yeah, they got those in Georgia, too. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Really speed bumps
they're all
at night.
Through the South.
Yeah.
You know they carry leprosy? Did you guys know that? Isn't that crazy?
Did not know that.
Don't go near them.
Near what?
I think I hit a couple
armadillos,
of them.
They carry leprosy.
Remember that.
It's a very strange factoid, but it's true.
She's going to go down to Texas for beating that.
That's
this
right.
Lady
she's
on
like,
a
don't
podcast
go near them.
Said...
You can Google it. It's true.
That's it. They answered everything. Google it.
Google it. Google it.
Huh? You leaving?
Yeah.
You're out of here?
Yeah.
I see how you are. Oh, wait. That's your little sister behind you? Yeah? How little? How old is she? You don't know? Wait, what? You're 16?
Okay.
Hey, not that little.
Wait, not that little.
What are you, 2 years younger than her, right? Yeah. Not bad.
Are you going to join the armed forces?
You're thinking about it.
I'm thinking about it.
Your mom's,
which branch?
Your mom's behind you nodding her head. Do it.
You don't
do
know
it.
Yet? Okay. It's a good
listen
opportunity.
Listen to Jasmine.
It's a good jump start.
Air Force.
Every person, every other branch I've met has said, I wish I joined the Air Force.
Why?
I don't know.
I know
our
why. No shit. Steak and lobster every Friday. Yeah. Air Force, it's all good. I'm proud of you, though. Good stuff.
Thanks for talking and checking
yeah.
in with
and
us.
We actually
Christmas.
Got some words out of her.
Happy
I thought she was going to go completely mute on us, but hey.
She was just giving us thumbs up and whatnot, but
her,
you
her
know.
Mom was like, she can't talk. She's an authority.
Stop you the know. Presses.
Exactly. We are the press.
Paparazzi.
That's right. Yeah. And there she is.
Oh, there's our.
Shout out to you, Morgan. Are you leaving, too? Or are they just leaving by themselves here?
Yeah, they drove
separate. Oh. Yeah. Don't you live down the street?
Yeah, did you?
Yeah. I came from
yeah.
Work.
Oh, I got you.
Okay, yeah. I was very confused about that.
They're going
right.
shopping.
Oh, they're yeah. going shopping?
Where are you going shopping right now?
Everywhere's open.
It's open 24
December 23rd, the mall's open. It's open, man.
Kohl's?
I don't have any headphones.
No, we only have two sets of headphones,
Did she just say Kohl's?
I thought you were going to bring your to-go bag.
I mean, always?
No, tonight and tomorrow.
Okay.
Yeah, Christmas.
What the hell?
What are we talking about?
Kohl's is open 24 hours.
Yeah, it's that time of year.
I'm telling you, this place is run by the mafia. I just started shopping at Kohl's recently.
Yeah?
Just this year.
Yeah?
Found out girlfriend's a Kohl's addict. She's all about the Kohl's. Mm. She goes in there. She gets this free cash that they give you.
Oh, Kohl's yeah.
They give you scratchers at the door. Yep. They send you emails with discounts, 20, yep. 10,
that
15%.
That's such a pain in the ass,
every single day.
But it's like 10 and 15%.
She goes in there, she buys like $300 worth of shit and walk out paying $100. But then, again, I think they jacked the price up on all their shit, too.
I had the secret to it, though.
Because that jacket I was wearing earlier,
hey,
yeah,
I paid... Well, the ticket price was $75 on it, and it is a $15 jacket.
Your Christmas blazer?
But I bought it with Kohl's cash, so it worked out to be $15 anyway.
Chris Canfield, folks.
The shit'll fall.
Laying
the shit's going to fall apart next year,
right.
But at least I only paid $15 for it.
There you go.
That's right.
Charming.
Well, let's try to make it last.
Oh, please. Kohl's is bullshit.
Kohl's bullshit.
Charming, how
you
much?
You heard it here, folks. First, folks. Kohl's is bullshit.
Charming, how much you want to bet he's wearing that same blazer next Christmas?
I hope he does.
With the light bulbs all over?
Sincerely. Huh?
You were styling.
What? Oh, no, I got these from the Dollar Tree.
No, I mean the blazer with the light bulbs all
the
over.
The blazer with the light bulbs.
Rock
that was
on.
Badass, wasn't
it? We had a Christmas party before this one two nights ago at the... At the Art and Gastro Pub downtown.
I'm not quite
downtown.
Sure I remember
Chris
that.
Chris can't remember much. We have photos, though, Charming.
I'm not quite sure I remember that.
Evidence.
Yeah.
Right? I really enjoyed Richie's dance moves, too. I Want to Dance with Somebody.
DJ Busy was
he
on the wheel.
Bird.
You know what? After watching the video, I do remember.
Oh, you saw that. I put him on
I do
on
remember
God,
that
awesome.
Dance move.
Yeah.
Right? But most of the other pictures that ended up on Facebook, I don't remember.
Richie was
pictures.
In a really good mood that night, too, man.
We all were in a good mood.
We were, but.
I wasn't even going to drink that night.
I was like, it's great. This is great.
Like,
this is the best thing I've ever seen.
We all did.
That's all I remember
did.
Going
we
through
all
my head.
It
was the best thing I've ever seen.
It was a good time.
It was.
It felt like
remember.
Our own private party in
it
a
was.
Weird way, but there was just other people.
Yeah.
Like,
DJ
that were,
Busy was on the Wheels of Steel. He was rocking
right.
the house, and everyone there was having
killing
a good
it.
Time.
Wheels of Steel.
That's touched by
those
the Wheels
tables,
of
nice.
Steel.
That should be the name of a movie.
Sure.
Yeah, I feel like that
steel.
Is a
it's
movie.
Not Truck Driver, dude.
That's a truck driving movie. That's exactly what it is. A truck driving movie
part-time
about a guy
DJ
who needs
and
to
truck driver.
Win an arm wrestling competition to get his
that's
son
over
back
the top,
from the-
dumbass. Over the top two, Wheels of Steel.
Over the top two,
yeah.
Wheels
we'll
of Steel.
We'll get busy and roll. He'll be a part-time DJ truck driver by day. Turntablist by night. Arm wrestler in the morning.
Yes.
Some dumb shit.
In the morning, I wake
know.
Up and
breaking the day
arm
up.
Wrestle.
Yeah.
Breakfast.
For
right.
breakfast.
I don't
yeah.
There's
he's
something
got,
better
he's got,
there I couldn't get
he's
to.
He's got his own
boxes.
He's popping out of his forearms because he's used to DJing, like scratching so much.
Right? Oh, yeah.
He's got his own box of Wheaties.
Yeah. I dig that.
I bet Morgan over here could whip his ass, though.
Except if they were Busy's, they'd be called Wheaties. Instead of Wheaties.
Airman Lewhouse's mom is here. She was on the episode as long with Jasmine back in June. She's the power lifter.
Yeah,
I bet
man.
She could arm wrestle. That'd be, there's your, you just got her a role in this movie we're putting together right here.
That's right.
Over the top. Oh,
shit.
Oh, she wants to arm wrestle you, Chris.
She's challenged you.
Oh, she's challenged
you. I got to arm wrestle more.
Let's see how this
gotta
turns
love
out.
It.
I don't want to.
Yeah, I know.
I mean, you got to use those hands.
Hey,
amongst other things.
Hey, I don't think you guys know who else we got in the house. This guy over here, Mr. William Sterner.
William, what?
If you want to know about anything about the polar bear plunge, this guy has done it for like the past decade.
Really?
What?
He has done the polar bear plunge every year.
15 years
in a row.
You gonna do it again next week or whatever? You got the microphone.
Sell somebody the microphone.
Oh, he's podcast shy.
Oh.
He's shy.
Listen,
he's Mike shy.
Listen, he's not too shy. He's not too shy to get in his underwear and run into the river when it's
15 below.
15 below zero. But he's too shy to get on the microphone and talk about it.
Man.
So. I'm requested at the beer pong table.
You requested? Oh,
I don't know.
Chris has been pulled away. He has beer pong duty.
You know, you don't have to go.
John, you're right. You're right. We are the glow pong champions of the world, me and John.
Chris, you
I
do
should
the plunge?
Do the plunge?
No. Yeah, you
it's
go,
good
Chris.
For my blood pressure.
Represent the Hub Show. At least wear a Hub Show t-shirt into the lake.
It is not good.
You should do
no,
it.
No, you can
what,
have a heart attack.
How does it work?
Wait. To do is just
if you're,
run
if I think if you're
up,
conditioned and you're used
here,
to doing it, yes.
That's it.
I don't know. Chris has had
but
a.
But not somebody who's out of shape.
A pledge for you to do something. Yeah. Donated.
What? Oh, right in the face. I'm sorry, I knocked you out with the hammock.
Chris is getting extremely
so you
aggressive.
Get
pledges?
New wrestling move. The hammock.
Yes.
Hey, Chris.
I gotcha.
Chris. I mean, you rappelled down a building. Why can't you go jump in a frozen lake, dude? It's been a hell of a year.
Oh, you want me to
can
do
wrap
we,
it up, dude? Hub Show, baby.
Wait, can the Hub Show be at the next Polar Bear Challenge?
Well, this next week, yeah, why not? I don't really want to be out there, but if you want to.
I mean, we could you
gonna
bust out some fucking parkas.
You going to out, you gonna out and about?
Do it out and about.
Parkers,
check it out.
Make them feel bad when they get out of the water. Hey, yeah. How's it going? I'm all bundled up. Earmuffs
I'll
and
be
shit.
Right there with like some hot chocolate.
I'm going out, into the water with a lasso, and I'm going to rope you and pull you in.
That would be fucked
in her parka.
Up.
In her
that
parka.
Would be so fucked up.
Charming, be out and about
I'm
at the polar
it
plunge.
Down. Dragging it down to the shore.
No, that's a thought.
Get your ass in here.
Well, think about it, Charming.
Out
if you
the
really want to do it.
Charming.
You want to do it? Out and about at the polar plunge?
I think that's a good idea. Where is it, anyways?
Where is it, anyway?
Yeah.
Somewhere where there's water.
Wait a second. Will over here.
Wait,
some public
pools.
Listen, I believe there's
where's
two of them.
Where's the Polar Bear Challenge? It's in Williamsport. It's right there.
12
noon on what? What day?
New Year's Day.
It's noon sharp is what you're saying.
So we should be there 11:30, all right?
So you go in with a hangover every year. And this is what sobers you up?
It probably does.
This is what sobers you up every morning?
I'll be first one in, last one out.
Yeah?
Really? You hang out in the water, wait for everyone.
It's only like 3 minutes, and then the other people kick, like the special operation people kick it out because they're ready to get out.
Really?
Me and Bobby, my sub-brother.
Yeah?
But he's hardcore. He just hangs out.
Nice.
I'll be out in a minute.
Literally, you guys cold just go chilling.
Just cool. Go in and play solitaire and shit, huh?
You don't throw football and shit sometimes.
Yeah, really?
Yeah, last year was terrible. They had to break the ice.
And break the ice. They had to break
really?
The ice.
Damn.
Wow. That's cool, though,
what
dude.
Happens? Your whole body just goes numb?
I mean, once it hits the boys.
Yeah, ooh. The boys. That's my first concern, dude.
You just want to walk out, but if you stand there for a minute, then you're all right.
Really?
I just want to know, what's your motivation? Why do you do it?
That's
no, it?
It's not bad.
Tradition.
Maybe that is your kink, you know? Once it hits the boys, like, that's your shit. You know?
You know what? It says a lot about this man's demeanor.
That's true.
That's true. That's dedication.
Hell of a way to kick off the year.
He does that shit every year, religiously.
Every year.
Bam.
I like
on
that.
Schedule.
That's awesome, man.
I tried to get my parents to take me when I was little. They ain't getting that.
Aww.
Really? So we got to be there.
We're
out there
on,
for
man.
Stoner Stones.
Yeah. Team Stoner.
Team Stoner right here on the Hub Show.
We're going to support you and cheering you on
stay
for 3 minutes.
Stay out of
there.
Stay there. Patch on you.
Yeah. We'll sponsor you.
Let's just paint a big Hub Show logo on you.
Put the Hub Show shirt on this
just,
year. Sure. Absolutely. Yeah.
Sounds
absolutely.
Awesome.
I like it. I like it a lot.
That's pretty cool, man.
I think we'll be out there. In Williamsport, about 11:30. Why not?
What if I just unzipped it and just dropped the tip in? Would that count?
I don't think
you ever try that, Stoner?
Like, how much of the plunge do I really have to do?
Plunge.
Get your head wet.
Well, I gotta get my head
Chris,
wet.
How you
well, that
doing
is
that?
What I'm talking about. Get my head wet.
Okay, but wait. Like, how cold are we talking? How cold is this water?
Yeah, what's the coldest it's gotten? You've done this for 15 years. But it's down there.
Yeah, like there's icebergs. Like,
ice floating.
Like ice floating
by.
Ice.
Like Titanic, you know what I'm saying? Roof. Yeah.
They had to break the ice for the jump in.
Imagine that.
Have you ever seen anybody get seriously hurt?
Like
have you ever seen anybody get seriously hurt? I mean,
no,
you've been.
There's always ambulance and stuff down there. But I've never seen anybody get, like, taken out. Like,
really?
Like, it supports, like, the one sport, like, EMS people.
Yeah. EMS, yeah.
Down there with the ambulance, there's people in the water with wetsuits.
Oh, yeah, yeah. So oh, the whole okay. thing is the it's, money goes to them.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's a charity. You gotta raise, it's like you going down the building.
But it goes
it's
to the EMS, and the EMS is there.
To make sure everyone goes in.
Yeah, right. But I mean,
shut
like,
up, get the fuck
no
in the water,
issues
dude.
With hypothermia. Yeah.
You
so
can check
you're,
it out now.
You're endorsing this as like a safe thing that literally anybody
I mean,
could
never
do.
Have you seen anybody go out like.
Not, oh, I mean, not go. Children, but you know.
You guys will know what the Hub Show will be on New Year's Day. Williamsport, Polar Bear
Plunge.
Is it
New Year's Day?
Yeah.
New Year's Day,
at noon.
Wow.
At noon, so we've got to be out there by 11:30.
Okay. Are you sure? Do you think you're going to be up by noon?
Yes.
Yeah, I wake up every morning at
I
like
have troubles
7
getting up
o'clock.
On noon at a win, on a Wednesday now.
He's all proud and proud.
WAYZ will be down there. They're going to set up yeah. and play music and, like, talk to people. Sheets will be
that's
down there.
Are we going to do conflicting music again like we do with every single event?
I don't think I want to do that this time.
Every event.
But you know what I do want to catch on the mics, though?
What?
Is the sound of the screams when people first get in that water.
Oh, yeah.
That's a drop right there.
Sounds pretty cool.
Probably like a bunch of horny seagulls or something.
Really quick after you get out?
You can.
But nobody does?
I mean, some people do. Like, I would drive home while I change cars.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
I'll be freezing my ass.
Ooh, oh, no man. Shit, man.
I told a story on the podcast, what was that, a couple months ago, maybe.
Probably.
About me floating down the river after that blizzard melt.
Yes. Mm. You did right? tell that story.
Yeah. There was a, like, the,
there we go.
Remember the blizzard of, like, 1996 that was
yeah.
here?
Yeah.
I remember that.
It was like, yeah. It's,
I remember
like, what was
that.
It? It was crazy feet of snow. Like 6 feet of snow, 8 feet of snow or something, right? And then I went and I decided, as the blizzard was melting, I decided that it would be a good idea to go tubing because the creek was just flowing so fast. Oh, yeah. You know, it was like a, it was like rapids. And
rapids.
I was like, man, this is an exciting tubing adventure. Yeah. We should go on this. And then we go down the damn thing and we got started off at Devil's Backbone and we got out at the Sharpsburg battlefield. We got out there and normally it takes 3 hours to get there. It took us 3 hours to get there still.
Yeah.
And I almost died of hypothermia. The rapids were so bad underneath the bridge where the truck was parked that I almost couldn't get out of the fucking creek. I was like, I was crawling on my hands and knees. There was blood like rolling down the
just
water.
Just
blood
so
in the water.
Stoner story.
I got out and I was like, oh my God. And then I ran up to the truck and I just sat there in the
like,
truck and just shivering.
Like these two are telling fishing stories.
It's the
know,
only
right?
time I've
it's
ever
like,
been like uncontrollably
oh, you think you polar
shivering.
Bear plunge, let
like,
me
there's
tell
no way
you.
I could have stopped
my feet
shivering.
Were blue.
Like my yes. body just took over.
There was blood.
And
there
yeah,
was
there was
sweat.
Blood everywhere.
Tears.
Yeah, it was horrible. And then my buddy.
Here we go.
I went there with my buddy who I talked into doing this shit.
Yeah.
And then he got down there and he was on his tube. And when he hit the rapids underneath the bridge, his tube flew out from underneath of him.
Oh no.
And he rolled over the rapids and he went. He just kept on going. And then he got back to the truck a little bit after I did. And I was like, are you okay? And he was just the same way I was, just covered in blood, just
PTSD,
shivering.
Just
like, what is going on?
Shards of ice stuck
like,
in his body
and
shit.
I was like,
Yeah,
we got to start the truck.
And then there was a Yeti. This Yeti came out of nowhere, right?
Right.
Came out and started flipping the truck over,
yeah,
man, right?
Yeah,
right?
Just, yeah. Yeah, it was like one
so
of the...
So did he ever catch
it was
up
the
to
most
his
traumatic, one of the most dramatic moments of my life.
Oh, wow.
Oh.
That sounds
yeah.
really
and it was my
dramatic.
Idea. It was one of
the...
Wow.
That's
so my idea.
It,
it's horrible.
He's trying to picture this scenario happening.
And this is why I'll never do a polar bear plunge.
You're doing one on the
yeah,
the first.
Yeah, we need Charming to make sure.
No, this is
there.
How you're bringing
are
in
you
the new
coming
year.
In? You're
no,
coming
no, no.
In.
No, we're commentating
actually.
On it. You,
wait, how do you even sign up
we
to
should
do
go
it?
In. We
you
should
just
go,
go
in.
Go?
Hey, Charming,
show
what if we went in
go.
Chicken fight style?
Show and go.
Chicken fight?
Chicken fight
let's do
ice.
Chicken fight in the
what
river.
What an awful idea.
You're down?
Stab him into with ice cream.
Oh, my God. The sure. perfect murder weapon.
Is he going on top or you
and
going
just
on
like
top?
The repellent shit, I'll be hanging back watching. Good job, Chris. Good job, Charming. Rock on.
You're always sitting back just
I'm just the producer.
Messed up, man.
These two are my guinea pigs.
You know,
what do you
I don't
think,
even
Charming
think,
go jumping 15
think,
below water or what?
I don't even think Will understands that all this is going to get broadcasted to the world.
It will. Christmas at Chris's. Tales from the Chris.
Yeah. Yeah, I can't even hear.
I feel like he needs a different kind of theme music.
I have something for that. Okay. I don't have it on here. There's a drop for that.
Fair enough.
I actually have our commentator saying, "Tales from the Crypt."
Tales.
It has Tinkerbell's chimes on it.
Nice.
Oh. Vanna Black, Vanna Black's in the house.
She's telling me I shouldn't do the plunge with my blood pressure.
Oh, that's right. You have health issues now.
I mean, technically, you shouldn't.
Oh, God,
insults. Go on. Charmin's reading a book of insults. Hang on. What's Charmin got? Throw one at us. Throw it at Chris anyway.
He may look like an idiot and talk like an idiot, but don't let that fool you. He really is an idiot.
Yeah.
Merry Christmas. You delivered that Groucho completely Marx. Wrong.
Delivered that completely wrong.
Bad delivery?
That was a bad delivery.
I was reading it as I went along.
The first two lines were a great delivery. You just got to work on that third. The third, you might want to up
four.
It. You have to up it on the third. You got to up it.
Up it.
You got to go, but he is an idiot.
It's rather
true. Than okay. say.
But she was reading it for the first time. That's not bad.
But I feel like Groucho Marx would have been like, you know, a little tamer in that. He was like, he really is an idiot. Yeah. Yeah.
That's pretty good. Wow.
That's right.
Apparently a lot of people know about Groucho Marx up in this joint.
Yeah, man.
Duck soup.
I've snuck into many a club wearing this, wearing the glasses.
Yes, you do. Yes, you do.
Don't what? Talk
it's all right,
about
though, Richie. It's all good.
What, in a clear plastic paperweight? The real nose of Groucho Marx? In a clear plastic
what?
Paperweight?
Mm.
I tried putting my... In a Lexan.
Yeah? Oh, no, my...
Rich.
Oh, so you just
wait,
have this...
this
you
again?
Have the same nose as Groucho Marx?
It's not that large.
Marx?
Yeah. Large nose.
How about that?
Because I'm like 95% Polish.
Yeah?
Yeah, it's bred through me. It is me. I am Groucho Marx incarnate.
Probably.
My nose fills up the mask of Groucho Marx?
Yes.
Hey, I have a question for Richie, since you're here, Richie. Yeah, you're on now, man. Yeah, can you hear you? Give me a hello, Richie.
Hey, YOLO.
There you go.
Hey, YOLO.
Can I get a beer real quick?
Yeah, you can do that first, then we'll talk to you.
That's not... Okay.
You want to give me a shot of whiskey while you're out there?
Look at us.
We're doing it.
The leftover 46. There's only one little itty-bitty bit left in there.
What did you say, Charmin? It's Christmas Eve Eve. December
23rd.
Christmas at Chris's.
A very crisp Christmas. Oh, my God. We made it happen somehow.
Somehow.
We made it this far.
We needed to do Charming Brown's Christmas, but next year.
But next year. It's okay.
It's fine.
There's a lot going on.
Make sure you don't get no wax in that shot.
I think I got half
our
ear planted
already.
I think
you should get all the wax in that
shot. I like it that way.
What?
Lots of booze in here, man.
You know what I want?
That's Chris's house, though. I forget.
You know what I asked for my birthday? I want a pinky ring. That has the big emblem on
that's
it,
right.
So that when I send out my mail, I can just put a wax dripping on it
that's
and just
right.
like seal
those things
the envelope
are so
with
cool.
the wax dripping on
I forget.
The. I want my own seal on a pinky ring.
Chris Ken,
yeah,
that's right. Chris
like
Canfield
a medieval
Day is
gangster.
Coming up.
Yeah,
we celebrated this 2 years ago when I first met you. Chris Canfield Day.
Yeah,
we're trying
that's
to make
right.
it a national
January
holiday.
5th. It's the last holiday of the season.
Why would it be January 5th?
Because it's the last holiday
oh,
of the season.
Oh, that's your birthday?
Yes.
Last holiday of the season?
Of the season?
As in New Year's and then it
no,
ends
yeah,
with you?
Yes, we do Thanksgiving, we do Halloween, Thanksgiving, Christmas,
right.
New Year's, and my birthday.
Chris Canfield Day.
That's the way the holiday season rolls. You didn't know that?
I had no
idea. And
then
we usually cut it off there because people may or may not celebrate Valentine's Day.
So what are we doing for your birthday?
Jeez, he's going.
What are you doing for my birthday? It's not.
What can?
Listen, this isn't on me. Do you want my? To me,
I love how we plan future hub shows on the hub
surprise
show.
Party.
I think that's.
I mean, I can throw myself a surprise party.
I mean, you know what you like.
That's true.
You know, it's like it's. I mean, I want to have it.
Yeah, Chris, I know you. I know you'll be celebrating that day, Chris.
I feel like I'm going to do that next year for myself. I'm going to throw myself a surprise.
Baby, I would prefer
a surprise. A surprise party.
What?
You're going to surprise yourself?
Yeah, I don't know.
Interesting.
I just want you to be happy when you birthday.
Well,
she wants to surprise herself.
I never have a good birthday. It's awful. I never have good birthdays.
You never have good birthdays.
I don't.
As in, you had a bad birthday?
Yeah, they're always terrible. There's always something weird that happens that, like...
It's always, like, know, some kind of things in retrograde or something. I don't know what the fuck's going on. Some planet's in front of some other planet, and she gets all pissed off. I don't know.
Yeah, some planet's in front of another planet.
Get, the stars she goes there. On the
it's
line.
Not like it's her. It's just it's astrological.
Oh, okay. So this past year, what planet was in front of what planet? Your birthday is what, July, right?
I was trying to think of
it. I can't remember what it was. It was, I can't remember what the fuck was going on for my last birthday. I can't I remember. Know. You were like, because you were like, I went out last time on my birthday on this day.
Oh, I know what happened. Yeah. No, it was that those three planets were like perfectly aligned.
Yeah. Uh-huh. Something like
and
that,
that thing? Hadn't happened for 10 years. And it freaked me out. I got super superstitious about it because my birthday 10 years ago, I got ran over by a car. So I did not.
I think I heard this was a Jeep, wasn't it?
It was.
It was a Jeep?
It was. It was what a Grand Cherokee. Jeep?
Jeep Grand Cherokee? Boy, those are meant for off-road. That's got knobby tires on them.
Very nice vehicle.
But anyways.
Merry Christmas, folks.
Going to the doors
so
off.
I got super superstitious about it, and I didn't want to leave my apartment building. I didn't want to go outside or go near a car.
Yeah, she made me go to a liquor store by myself.
Oh, poor. Oh, my God. You've never done that before. Like, what?
Wow.
What do you mean?
Hey. You gotta calm down.
Wait a minute, Richie's on the mic.
I think you need to calm down.
Richie's on the mic. Hang on, Richie, what day is her birthday?
It's the 9th of July.
July 9th. All right.
Woo! I can't remember my girlfriend's birthday.
Are we allowed to announce the big announcement on here? Or?
Sure.
We really haven't done that yet, but I mean, are we allowed
to? We haven't, but that's okay.
Can we?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. We put this on Facebook.
I figured as much. Yeah. I just want to make sure people in our listener in Ethiopia gets the word. You know, Charming's engaged to Richie over here.
That's right.
Yeah. You know, Richie's engaged to Charming. There you go. Either way.
Back and forth. If we're talking about
congratulations,
Ethiopia.
You too.
Thank you.
Holler to those fucking sulfur ponds out there, boy.
Sulfur ponds?
Sulfur ponds. I want to go see that.
Huh? Wait,
I watched
that
shit on planet Earth.
Yeah.
Those sulfur pools and
where are we
in
talking
Ethiopia.
About?
Ethiopia.
Ethiopia. Some planets?
It's supposed to be the hottest, hottest place on the planet.
I was just throwing that country out there, dude.
Huh? Come on.
You're taking the spotlight off the, you know.
Okay. Well, that was on my bucket list.
Sulfur?
On my bucket list, I want to go see the sulfur pools in Ethiopia.
I'm sure you will, though, man.
Yeah.
Probably play some pool out there, too, while you're at it.
Yeah.
Rack them pocket pool.
Jerk off in a sulfur pool.
In Ethiopia. Then get my passport stamped.
That's the new bucket list item.
That's the only way you get off anymore.
I need to skeet into a sulfur pool. Yep.
Well,
that's
anyways,
that's new on the bucket list.
So, what we're gonna,
honey, add that one to the bucket list.
Yeah. So we can talk about Star Wars.
We can talk
about Star Wars.
Hang on.
No, we're not going to talk about Star Wars because Biz hasn't seen it yet.
Oh shit!
Spoil it for him.
I don't want to spoil.
Let's spoil it for him.
No, you can't.
The Republic wins.
This is a part of him. We cannot. Yeah.
Spoiler:
the
Republic
wins. We're not
going to
spoil it for him. No, we didn't
not
have a podcast
all.
About
didn't
Star Wars when he sees
that,
it.
I don't want to. I don't want to like give out spoilers to anybody. But
no, I mean I don't want to.
Unless you made it an episode specifically about breaking it down.
No, I don't want to break it down that deep.
I think
this
should be the one podcast that does all the spoilers.
I'm not doing
we
that to
ruin
Biz.
It before
no.
everybody can
no,
actually
to see
get to
it,
go
then
see
we'll talk
it.
About
it's
it.
Such a huge part of who he is. Huh? You cannot do that to him.
Let him see
Let's
it.
Let's go
then
against
we'll talk
the grain.
Okay.
Let's spoil everything.
Hang on. Without spoiling it, though. Okay, I'm not spoiling it. But Richie, you liked it?
I enjoyed it, yes.
All right, is it the better of the three recent ones? You know what I'm talking about? These new ones?
It's in between.
Really? He actually liked The Last Jedi.
He walked away. He walked away. Viz walked away. He can't handle it.
We ain't going to give out anything. Yeah. I'm just saying.
I liked it a lot.
Yeah, a lot of people
really
did. A lot of people were walking away saying they liked it a lot.
Yes.
Do you think this is the real end of the series?
No, Disney's going to milk the shit out of this thing, man.
That was Mandy's asshole pushed up against my microphone.
That was Chris at the Sulfur Flats.
That was her Merry Christmas.
Oh, my God.
Chris live from the Sulfur Flats.
Yeah.
Let's
if you scratch your headphone right now, you might actually be able to smell a little bit of it.
You got
to
get business.
We don't
see do
scratch
it, then we'll talk
on the podcast
it.
Yet, dude.
Huh? No, so, yeah. No, we've done it. We're the first scratch the sniff podcast.
Yeah. You just scratch your iPhone right
you
now. You
scratch
can smell
your ear,
that.
That's right,
and
guys.
You will be able to smell the things that come
Where's
through
the
this
big
microphone.
Sniff you had earlier. Okay. Come on, give it to Charmer.
Like right now,
you
should be able to smell whiskey.
I smell it. I smell it. I'm sitting beside you. That's because I smell it.
It's
I smell it from
well,
here.
Well, Charmy and I, Charmy and I, Chris, Charmy and I will tell you, we have pictures too. You were, the other night at the Christmas party at the Art Gastro Pub, you were,
I tell you what,
You were licking microphones.
Listen, I'm trying to learn my new levels.
Yeah, you were shiesty.
Trying to learn my new levels.
That's one way of saying it.
I don't know if that's the right word for it.
I'm trying to learn my new levels here, people.
Your new levels?
Of what?
My new levels.
Of
the
what?
Doctor,
blood pressure
levels?
No,
yes, the doctor told me that I need to start taking care, better care of myself, so I got away from the
licking the podcast equipment
from the
isn't
sugary.
Help, dude.
No,
I got away
not.
From the sugary stuff and got into the straight distilled stuff. Unfortunately, the straight distilled stuff is a whole lot
right
more
now.
Potent.
Yes, it is.
Than
beer.
than the sugary stuff.
You got the straight distilled
lot more,
written all over your
face.
Yeah,
there's a whole
right
lot
now.
More additives in that other stuff that tastes like corn syrup that actually
is
breaks
syrup.
It down so that it's not just pure alcohol.
Right. Yeah.
And the stuff I'm drinking right now is like is just ethanol. It's just coming. Yeah. It's just coming in. It's absorbing and add. You know, I could drink half as much and get twice the buzz, and I haven't really regulated it yet. But we're working on it.
All right.
We're working
on
it.
You got to figure that shit out.
We got
hey, busy's here. Just so you know.
But I think I'm going to remember all of tonight.
Chris's.
Just so you know.
It's a Christmas.
I hope so. Yeah. Unlike, I challenge
it's
you.
It's can't feel Christmas.
Unlike Saturday night. I challenge you to remember all of tonight.
Yeah, busy remembers. Busy remembers Saturday night watching
yeah,
you.
Yeah, tonight is not near as hard.
No.
No, especially since I haven't found pickle juice.
No.
Oh, my God.
Okay.
Yeah. Wait, what's pickle juice have to do with Saturday night?
I don't know.
Didn't we do a shot at midnight that had absinthe in it?
Yeah, we did. Something like that.
You did what?
Yes.
You ordered it for all of us.
I did.
Chris
yes,
ordered
you
it.
Did.
It was you that ordered. You set it up so that we had a
what?
Shot at midnight and it had absinthe.
I would never
in it.
Do that.
You did.
Was it on
you
fire?
Did
it come from the basement?
It was not.
Maybe
yeah, no.
Maybe
there
good
was no, there
God.
Were no sugar cubes.
What
Wait,
did
Charming,
I do?
Was it the absinthe?
It had sugar cubes in it?
We didn't know. We didn't chase the dragon man.
That's real. That's the real
Wait,
shit
is this
if they put sugar
after
cubes
his,
in it.
No, you
Whitney
can still
Houston
do that
dance.
With the non-real. And the real is real. It's just like they remove the wormwood.
Charming,
so
question.
I remember having the absinthe
hang
conversation
hang
with
on.
You.
Yeah.
Quick I do
question.
Remember that
the before
much.
And after. Was that the absinthe before he started licking the equipment?
Oh,
or
that was after.
After, right?
Yeah.
This is what you do when you get absinthe in your system. You
start, no. I mean, like, he was licking the equipment before, well before we
well
had
before.
The absinthe.
Okay.
Yeah, it was well
yeah,
before.
Yeah, you were licking microphones.
Yeah.
And just,
yeah.
Is
yeah.
it this microphone that he was licking? Which microphone
no,
was
not
it? Did you mark
ones,
it?
I promise
yeah, but,
you.
I mean, I kind of want to blame, like, those weird yellow drinks that you and Perlita were ordering.
But then,
I didn't order anything.
I mean, you guys weren't a part of the
well,
podcast
she didn't order
last
either.
Year when I made a drink with absinthe, I believe Shay pissed herself on the way home.
Probably.
Is that the
dude.
Story?
Something like that,
what?
Yeah.
What?
Yeah, boy. We had a game we were playing.
We had a cool game. We should,
I have
keep,
the,
we should start
I have
doing
the
that again.
The bartender's Bible.
Yes.
The bartender's Bible.
And we pick a number
on the,
picking, okay.
on the shelf.
Yeah.
It was good times.
You just
a
pick
game.
A number randomly.
That's a fun
and
game
Shay,
for bartenders,
Shay
too.
Happened to pick a random number that had absinthe in the drink.
She didn't make it home.
And I said, you know, this is the shit that Van Gogh cut his ear off. While I was drinking it. Like, this is the real shit.
She had to drive all the way home to Chambersburg.
Yeah, whatever.
She didn't make it.
Yeah, I think I may have had... I had two drinks, and I'm a heavyweight. And I think she had one.
I had one,
and she pissed herself on the way home. You were fucked up
what
leaving here
on, the way home?
On one.
But I pissed in your bathroom, I promise you. Maybe your sink, though.
Yeah.
Maybe
your sink. I think I may have slept on the living room floor. After two drinks.
Yeah.
Two drinks.
Yeah.
Crazy.
Oh, yeah. So we call an Uber, and the Uber says, you know, blue SUV.
Yeah.
So we try to get into this blue SUV that's right out front, and we're like, hold on. And then I finally get the door open, and he's like, I'm a cop. And I was like, well, I mean...
Are you picking people up?
Turn on your lights, goddammit!
You're an unmarked car, okay? You're not my Uber. And just walked away.
Oh
like,
my
we
God.
Just walked away.
It was a crazy night, man.
But, I mean, what do you expect? I mean, you're in an unmarked car.
Right.
And it's blue. I mean,
and why
shit.
Are you? Why are you downtown where nobody is?
And why did
what
you?
What the hell are you looking for?
Right, Chris,
why
here we go again.
Unmarked car.
Right.
Let's just
let's
there's
just
nobody
there.
On this fucking
right.
street.
Why are cops in unmarked
you're the
cars?
Only, yeah, you're
why,
the only
the
cop in
the
town in an unmarked car.
True.
On
and
a street
why are you so
that nobody's
offended?
On?
You know, I'm a cop.
He said like that.
Yes, it was hilarious.
Maybe he's not.
We just laughed.
You should have asked him to see his badge. Fuck you. Yeah, but what's he doing downtown in an unmarked car? Right. There's nothing going on.
Right.
Hagerstown.
No. But as always, every cop doesn't need to be in an unmarked car.
No, it's true. Mark them.
If an unmarked car tries to pull me over, I don't know that I'm pulling over.
Right.
Well,
I don't know who you are. There's no sirens. I'm not pulling over.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Anyone can put sirens. I mean, I could put a blue and red light in my front dash and pull anybody over I wanted, I guess.
We should be doing that. Yeah, there you go.
That's so funny. You could totally do that.
He's got his DJ strobe lights up on the top. Pull over. Just don't lick it is all I ask.
He put it kind of low. I didn't know.
Where are you going?
He's going. Wait, Chris, where are you going? He's going to the beer pong.
Now listen, Richie.
Why are you leaving?
Hang on. I have a suggestion on the Star Wars tip, okay?
Yeah.
For what they got to do. There's going to be more. No.
Dude,
we're not talking about the movie in general. We're just talking about in Star Wars.
Are we talking about this Mandalorian? Because I could talk about that.
No, not I mean,
no, because I haven't seen it.
Thank you, me either. I'm about to watch that.
I have to watch it. We have to watch it.
Yeah. But listen, here's my thing.
What?
There's going to be more, right? Of course. Disney's not done yet.
I mean, Rian Johnson has his own series coming up.
Here we go. But yeah. I'm talking about this series, the main series.
The Skywalker saga.
Skywalker, whatever.
Yeah.
There's going to be Skywalker series.
Yeah.
Luke Skywalker. So like Obi-Wan Kenobi has his own series coming up.
Yeah, because they're going to do that on the Disney Plus.
Yeah. My thing is this. You know what there needs to be a story about? The same shit every goddamn Star Wars movie. Some stormtrooper's got to get up and realize nothing can have has to fix his fucking aim, and you got to make a whole series out of this one stormtrooper that stands out. You know what I mean?
Yeah, Bob of Hydra.
But make the fucking stormtroopers a story. You know what I mean?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, there's a story.
I mean, I feel like that's headed that way. That's why, you know. Oh wait, no, I'm right. I can't.
Oh.
Yeah.
Well, there's this story.
I think it's headed that way. Let's just say
there's this story in the Marvel universe called Bob of Hydra.
In the what universe? It's in Marvel. I don't want
It's called Bob of Hydra.
It's
essentially about this one Hydra agent that sucks.
Look,
and it follows him around. It's really funny.
My other thing I want Star Wars to do. I'm talking about in the main series, the main event here. And and without giving it away, they did show up once in the new movie. I was stoked.
Yeah.
You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah.
The Jawa, man. Those are the shit. They show the Sandcrawler. And I'm like, where's their series of movie, man? What?
A young Yoda. I want a young Yoda.
There's
I want
baby
Yoda
Yoda
in
now.
His prime. Can I get Yoda in his prime?
I want
Yoda
in his prime.
You want prequels?
Yeah.
That would be amazing. Yeah. No, absolutely.
Okay.
Yeah, no, that would be super
fucking
awesome.
I think the people deserve that.
No, yeah, I want to see a Yoda series.
Like,
yeah.
Maybe all the creatures, you know?
Yeah.
Like that.
Like, just go through the cantina scene in the first episode 4.
Yeah, I want to see.
I want Snaggletooth. I want Walrus Man. I want Hammerhead. All they have their own fucking movies.
When you look at, like, okay, so, like, Lucas's prequel movies, like, whenever they first burned, like, Anakin in, and there's all those knights of, like, I guess they would be considered the Old Republic, I guess, or whatever they are. All the old Jedi knights of them have backstories. If you go in, like, Wikipedia, like, all their backstories, and a lot of them are super fucking cool. Like, if you actually look at, like, General Grievous's, like, backstory, that stuff is awesome.
Well, you know,
like,
General Grievous. I guarantee you Disney's going to tap in. They're not done. They're going to milk the
No, but
shit
they'll never get back
man.
And do a General Grievous story.
Why not? Like, just because you said so.
Han Solo story bombed, and he's a way bigger character. Yeah, so, imagine.
I get what you're saying.
Yeah.
I guess there's no hope for the Jawa.
Actually.
Solo shot first.
Tuscan Han was Raiders. The only one that shot.
That's right.
Exactly.
No, he didn't shoot at all. No, exactly.
Because
exactly.
The age old.
Didn't get no shots off.
That's right.
All right. You know those t-shirts I like to buy everybody? I saw one he'll like, man.
There was a picture going around of, I don't know what George Lucas was, like what set he was on, but there's a picture of him wearing a Han shot first shirt.
So there's your proof, goddammit.
No, he's the one that made it not happen
that
way.
I know, man.
It pisses me off. Like, it's just like, why would you do
that?
He's just trolling people.
Sleepless nights over this shit.
No, it's...
He lays there and blank goes, fucking Han shot first. I swear to fucking God. It's 4 in the morning. I can get some sleep.
It's 10 o'clock.
Been up all night. I'm talking about you. You one of those Star Wars nuts that sit up at night thinking about this shit?
Yeah.
Yeah, you lose some sleep over this stuff?
I lose some sleep over Star Wars. Yeah.
Wow.
It's
I like Star Wars, too,
it's embedded
man.
In
shit.
My veins.
Right?
Yeah, I'm like super serious about it, but there's some Star Wars nerds that I can totally not deal with.
Do you think 300 years from now that people will look back on all this, all these stories and think it was a real religion?
I hope so. Fucking L. Ron Hubbard. It's L. Ron Hubbard.
I think if there's like a nuclear war and like our like what we know is like out of one day, I think Star Wars will come out of that as
Mad
like
Max
the,
will
the
totally
Bible
happen.
Of yeah, like somebody our time.
Somebody will find the wing of a TIE fighter toy and be like, oh.
I was just thinking about, like, what if all, like, the R2, like, toys and shit, they were just like, they had rudimentary technology with their robots.
R2 is Judas. R2 is Judas.
How this works. It won't turn on for me.
Yeah. C-3PO and R2-D2 are totally Judas.
Well, I don't know. Hey,
just destroy.
Thinking of the future here, in 3 months is the next Comic-Con. And I was talking to Rich earlier. We were having a Star Wars conversation. I have in my house the original Death Star toy.
What?
Like this life-size shit.
Fucking awesome.
We should put that up on our booth.
Yeah.
That'll get some attention, won't it?
Yeah, for sure.
Absolutely.
It's the original one with this trash compactor at the bottom and all that shit. Yeah.
Hell yeah.
Do you still have any of the Tauntauns?
Do you still have
the
slime monster?
No. What? He's in there. Yeah. There's a little green figure.
Do you still have him?
Yeah, he's in there. Okay. He came with, I made sure.
The last set that I saw, is the cardboard still intact?
Yeah.
I want to go see it again.
No, it's been masking tape attached, but it's still there.
Man.
I know what you're thinking.
Because I had a set roll through the shop, and it didn't have the slime monster with it, though.
No.
Everything else was
very soon.
Time out. Charming, in the pawn shop world, what does that do to the value? You knew what you were looking for. Someone brought in the Death Star toy from Star Wars, and it didn't have the green slime monster in the trash compactor. I mean,
you look for the integrity of the box. You look for the integrity of, you know, the whole thing. Is it missing shit? Is it, you know?
What happens? Do you guys buy it still or what?
Yeah, but I mean, at a much, much less.
Yeah, but you have to say what it's missing.
Right.
Yeah.
No, of course. I'm just saying.
Full disclosure. Like,
let's say the box was intact. Everything was good about it, but it's missing that little green slime monster. That would it bring it down like about $500?
It's not complete. I mean, that's actually not worth as much as you think that it is.
Yeah.
Like, the old Kenner toys, like, are not worth as much as
you think.
Really?
Kenner is what originally released the Star Wars toys.
I'm not going to say 100% because the old action figures are worth.
They aren't worth a lot. I was telling Richie.
Things are only worth what people will pay
for
them.
That's always true.
No, yes. However,
nobody gives a fuck about baseball cards anymore.
It's its own inflation.
That is true.
It's its own inflation.
There's always a niche and there's always a market.
It's the same thing. So I'm like super into anime.
Okay.
And like if you find something like a box set, say like I'm going to find this like rare anime and like I want like it came out one day and it was $50 and then it's all sold out and you go back on Amazon the next day, it's $150.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So like that's its own inflation. People have decided that is the price that you're going to pay for it.
So you're into anime as well?
Heavily.
The sad part is rarity has its thing too, because like you know, it's only rare because people don't want to give it up at the time.
Yeah,
and then like unless it's like a limited set or something, and then eventually nobody's gonna care about that anyways.
Oh no,
like,
I know.
Either.
Yeah, so no, exactly.
Right. It's just a matter.
Yeah.
All right.
Absolutely.
So what do you think?
It's the same with anything.
Death Star on the set.
Yeah. You have
at the Comic-Con?
You guys got to do it.
Well, Charming, I asked you last time if you do it. I don't know if your hair
is... Leia,
Can you do the buns. You can do the buns?
Yeah.
We'll get you the white robe and everything?
We'll figure that out,
If someone rolls, but if someone rolls through the Comic-Con with R2-D2 again, we got to get the shot of you.
Oh, my
God. Dude, I'm down.
Yeah, down for that shit.
Dude, that con was so good, though.
The one in Harrisburg?
Yeah.
The con was awesome.
That was fun.
It was super
good. Biz, I wish you could have been there, man. That was a good time.
Me too.
You would have had a good time.
You'll be there in March, 3 months, man. We'll be there again.
Are they doing another one up there?
That's Hagerstown. At the community college.
Yeah, three times.
Same people that are running. That
Four State Comic Con. Okay. Shout out to you guys.
Yep. Yeah.
But it's going to be three times the size as Hager Hall. So what you went to last time in March is going to be three times bigger than that.
You want a
DJ at it?
Dude, that would be amazing. Oh my God.
I will try.
We should do a costume after party is what we should
do. Dude, you should try to see if the art will host one.
Hey, the Four State does.
That would be interesting.
Hey, they do a party. On the Saturday night.
It's a
Saturday
and Sunday event.
They do a party on Saturday night. Well, they used to be at the Hager Hall, so they had the cantina there, but I don't know where they would do it now.
No.
I'll find out for you.
Ian.
Ian, never mind.
Yeah,
Ian.
No,
well,
yeah.
Well, so we'll you should
just have a Comic Con jam at the.
Yeah, we'll ask him.
Yeah,
we don't know. Like, we're not saying.
Is that too
that.
Far
you
away? Do you think?
Yeah,
it's
2 miles.
Yeah. From Hager Hall. Yeah, from down to, like on the Gold
community.
Yeah, like that's not that far. Yeah. It's only like 2 miles from downtown.
Look at Chris. Look, how close will he be to this Comic Con?
Were you talking about the community college? Oh yeah. You know where the Dutch Market is?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
It's there. Basically.
All right.
Wait, what's there?
That'd be so cool, man.
The college.
Huh?
Hagerstown Community College.
What Dutch Market? Pennsylvania Dutch Market? That's up on... No. Hagerstown Community That's College is right around the corner from here. It's on Robinwood Drive.
Hi.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But it's still... What am I thinking of?
I don't know. What are you thinking of?
The Lowe's? Axe?
Friendlies?
Why would I be thinking about the Broad Axe?
Because the...
Hagerstown is not that big a place, folks. Trust me. It's all good.
You didn't get a Broad Axe University?
It's all good.
It's on Robinwood.
Yeah,
no,
Chris is like...
No, there's another school.
You can throw a rock from here.
Oh, Barbara Ingram.
That's downtown.
That's downtown.
We've been through this already.
We're not talking about downtown, dude.
Oh, sorry, I zoned out.
At all.
Okay, I did a bad job.
Wow.
We did a bad job.
Hagerstown, folks.
Edit all of this out. This is
not Christmas talk.
No.
Stuff your stocking, motherfucker.
What Christmas movies have you guys explored this Christmas season?
So far?
That's a great question.
Yeah.
That is a wonderful question.
Well, answer it, Charming.
I have watched...
It's the 23rd of December.
The first two Home Alones.
You've watched? Or
we have... Oh,
watched.
Jesus. It's going to be one of these
podcasts. I got Home Alone in, so I'm with
you
guys on that.
Do you want to get a Facebook account with me? Jesus Christ, man.
You were with me.
Wow.
Your dick.
Whoa.
Facebook. Oh, no. Anyways. But yes. We
drama.
We
have a soap opera on our
you
fucking
guys could
podcast
be Chichi. Chichi.
Like
it's
the sense.
Charlie
and
Richie. It's supposed to be.
I don't want the same name, and I don't want a
you guys
Facebook
are Chichi
account.
From now on.
I just want acknowledgement the fact that I was there when she watched them.
Wow.
We're only going to refer to them as Chichi.
He watched
Chichi.
Me watch oh, the gross. Movie.
Charming, every time.
I can do that.
Going forward, listen.
I will
every,
gouge my
listen,
eyes out.
Every time Charming brings something up on this podcast from now on, for the rest of the year, I'm going to be like, Was Richie there?
It was Richie there.
Make sure we
it
know.
Was Richie there? She hates us.
He
so
wants
much.
The credit.
She hates
do.
Us so much. Like, she'll
go
out
places.
One night. She'll
I'll
go out without
like,
me.
Where's Richie? Where's yeah. Richie? And I'm just like, I have a life.
We are not attached to the hip.
Wait, Richie, though, let me ask you a question as a married man here. Why was it so important that she include you in the Home Alone watching, though?
Because we did watch it together.
Oh,
I don't give a fuck if I don't give a fuck if I was at the bar that night. I give a fuck if I was watching Home Alone with her.
Wait, even if she was Home Alone, watching Home Alone, you still want to be included?
No, I did leave for two. I
you
left
did.
For two.
You weren't there for two.
I know.
So
I watched until
not...
no. I watched until Donald Trump came on screen. I
oh,
wanted to
Jesus.
See Donald Trump, and then I left.
He,
okay.
Wait, that's the first.
That's the second.
Somebody
one.
Wanted to see Donald Trump.
Well, I wanted because I wanted to see
kidding.
Him on the movie because he's
guys.
The president.
you did.
Nonpartisan, right here.
Hey, what else did you guys watch?
Okay, Krampus.
We watched Krampus, which is great.
Well, which one?
Krampus.
Oh yeah.
It's a very good movie.
I've been watching The Ref. I watched The Ref at work.
I watched that with my mom this season. She said it was the first time she ever saw it. Could you imagine seeing that for the first time?
Yeah,
what?
Yeah. That's some mind-blowing shit.
I know. That's
I
wild.
Got, I got that
that blew
the,
my mind.
I got that Elf, Home Alone. I'm watching all that stuff on Christmas Eve, Christmas Day.
Nice.
Splitting it up. That's how I do it. You know? It ain't the same. My kids are all getting older and whatnot. Christmas is just it is what it is, man. So it's, you know, eggnog and movies. So, yeah.
Eggnog is the worst
okay.
drink for your cholesterol.
I guarantee it. That's why you only drink it once a year, man.
No, so wait,
which drink
so
is that?
You've
eggnog?
Watched you've
eggnog.
Watched Christmas
yeah, that's
Vacation.
That's the only time I drink.
No,
I don't think anyone.
What if everyone
that?
Just drank?
Just
somebody
imagine.
Just drank eggnog
one.
Every day. That was like their thing. Like
they
water.
They'll be dead within the first year of their life.
One.
No, Mark
this.
Said he watched Christmas Vacation with his mom. It was his mom's first time.
That is
time
Christmas Day.
I
Christmas,
heard that. I'm asking him the same thing that he asked
oh,
no. us.
I have to watch it on Christmas Eve.
Christmas Beatdown.
It's a very charming process.
Yes, agreed.
What?
Mark, what were the movies that you watched this holiday season?
Edit.
No edits.
Home
no
Alone
edits.
1, I watched Elf,
uh-huh.
National Lampoon's.
Yeah.
There's something else. Oh, Santa Claus. The
Tim Allen one.
Yeah.
Okay.
The one where Vince Vaughn goes Fred Claus.
Fred Claus.
Oh, yeah.
I don't even know what that is.
Oh, the Jim Carrey.
The Grinch.
Oh my
Grinch.
God. Yeah.
That's good.
That's a good one.
The movie's hilarious. It's not.
I watched the original
good,
Grinch.
But it's funny.
I watched the cartoon.
Now, which streaming service do you guys feel like has the best Christmas movies on it right now?
Well,
we're pretty hitting it with Hulu.
Amazon Prime. That's where I watch a lot of it on.
Well, I felt like Hulu had some weird.
They have really weird ones.
They didn't
ones.
Have
yeah.
really a whole lot.
Most
of
the ones that we we watched
fucking
not Miracle on 34th Street.
Oh, It's a Wonderful Life.
It's a Wonderful Life.
Okay, yeah.
That was one of the first. Oh, and wait, we didn't watch it yet. We were gonna watch a He-Man and She-Ra Christmas special, and we haven't watched that
yet. No. Okay.
No, I broke out all my Christmas movies like the other day, and I was like, I want Christmas movies now.
Yep,
and she did.
Yeah,
and she did it. We
There's
watched
another
them.
Action movie that's a Christmas movie besides Die Hard. What is it?
Rocky IV.
No.
The fight takes place on Christmas Day.
There you go.
The Grange.
I dig that.
And it's winter.
I like that.
There's something else that takes place. That's like a. No, it's not like a. Like it's not a crit. Like you wouldn't think that it's a Christmas.
I mean, it's
movie
snowing on Hoth. I mean, is that really Empire Strikes Back?
No. The beginning of Empire Strikes Back.
No,
Star Wars takes place before Jesus Christ. Jay, it is a long time
it's a
ago.
Very far away too.
But they never said when.
Before Christ.
Didn't say that.
I'm telling you it is.
Long time
it is,
ago.
Hey guys, it is
BBY. If you could assimilate a Star Wars character to Christ, who would it be?
I bet you'd be one.
Wait, what was the question?
Just pick your Lord and Savior from Star Wars.
Uncle Ben.
That's pretty good, man.
Okay. The guy harvests water, for God's sake. I mean,
Obi-Wan is definitely
so
a prophet.
Oh,
does everyone agree that Obi-Wan is a prophet?
Obi-Wan. There you go.
Obi-Wan
there you go.
Is
Obi-Wan.
The prophet.
Obi-Wan is, yeah.
Obi-Wan's a prophet.
I was
he's
going
a prophet.
For more of the fringe characters there, you know.
All right.
Like Aunt Peru, they were pouring
I'll
her blue
Hayden
milk and shit.
I'll take Hayden Christensen's Skywalker.
Jeez.
Hey, Padme, what's up?
Maybe it's Darth Vader, though. You know what I'm saying?
There's a
twisted message and all that, right?
Exactly.
Take your fucking hand off.
Or is he you know, Morningstar Lucifer?
Something like
I think
that,
Darth Vader is more like God.
Think so?
Okay.
Because it's there. James Earl Jones. All right.
Well, yeah, that too, but he's just like...
Guys,
just,
what if we Simba? Just like... Yeah, what if we figured out the whole correlation of, you know, the Bible to Star Wars?
Oh, Jesus.
I want to. There's got to be some breakdown somewhere. Some... Fucking college
professor
is already
get together and study Star Wars as a religion.
Hey,
it's already happening
nuts.
Somewhere.
You guys
I guarantee it.
You Star Wars nuts haven't sat through the holiday special this year yet?
I have to
really
watch
tough
it
to
still.
Get through that.
You never watched that?
I never
on
seen
YouTube.
It.
So
yeah,
awful.
I have to watch it. Let's do a whole podcast.
When I was
a
kid, man. It sucked then. I was five. I mean.
They paid them like millions of dollars.
But you know who shows up for the first time?
Yeah.
Boba.
That's right. Not the drink. Boba Fett.
Boba Fett is Christ.
Boba Fett
is Christ.
With the missile?
Well,
he's my Christ.
We can't have multiple Christs.
Well, Vader,
we?
Vader will chop your hand off and freeze your ass. So, I mean, there's that.
Right, that's God to me.
Yeah. All
right.
He just does the whole,
you know what?
The whole thing, man.
So what, stormtroopers are angels?
God was only willing to save his son, right?
Yeah.
Well, Boba Fett sacrificed his life so Luke Skywalker could go on.
And yes, we can have multiple, you know... saviors because there's multiple prophets.
All right.
So,
Boba Fett sacrificed himself to the Sarlacc pit.
There's multiple
Jesus. Is that really your that's your analogy?
Have you guys ever seen a slow motion kick from Luke Skywalker when Boba Fett's flying behind him with a broken
good times, man.
He kicks
the guy.
Yeah. Break it down.
The guy, it's if you watch it in slow motion, the kick's like 3 feet away from the actor.
Holiday Star Wars talk on the Hub Show.
I know.
Yeah.
That's so great.
Got them started, huh? That's right.
So good.
You know, my oldest son's into all this shit, anime, Star Wars. He's at home right now. I'm breaking down the Rise of Skywalker on
painting his D&D characters.
Oh,
see, that's the thing. It's like
shit,
I don't
dude.
Really.
He just made
it
a lightsaber,
heavily.
Dude. He just made a lightsaber. Like he made it.
She
what?
Just got me a lightsaber.
I just bought him the weighted hilt.
Yeah, my son.
It's a fucking weighted hilt.
Well, my
hilt,
son
man.
Was. He's all in the. He was in the robotics team at Sal High and all that stuff.
Oh,
so
that's
he's all
awesome.
In the building shit.
Yeah,
room's a fucking mess. But anyway. He just built like two lightsabers, legit. That's with awesome. The sound effects and everything. Man.
What? Oh,
yeah. Are you going to get jousting gear, like a jousting mask for it? So like people, you could like actually fight with someone.
It is pretty fucking accurate, so I might have to.
You
do
might
that.
Have to do that.
These two, man.
Only if you buy one.
I'll buy one.
You can buy one.
Wait, do you have a saber too?
No, but I'll buy one for that.
Okay. He's got to buy one.
There you go.
I think we got to put these two on display at the Comic Con.
The
Star Toy.
Yes.
I'll totally have a lightsaber battle with you at Comic Con.
She got me the Vader one.
We should build it up.
You have the dark side. So,
yeah, I have the dark side. So you guys get a green. Get a green. Green's the best because I mean the blue one's awesome. But like whenever Luke finally fucking got his green lightsaber, it was the best.
Yeah.
There you go.
Like I said, it's a part of who he is.
That's awesome. It's so awesome, dude. I'm not gonna spoil it.
Spoil what? Awesome. Oh yeah, you can't spoil it. Mark hasn't seen it yet. When are you gonna see it, dude?
Maybe tonight, actually.
You gotta go see it.
I was thinking about leaving here at 11 and going to see it.
Look at you. Yeah, that's a movie you watch by yourself. Just absorb it all, you know what I mean?
I go to movies alone.
It doesn't matter to me either, man.
Hey, if you wait till tomorrow, I'll go with you.
Yeah, you guys should go on a mandate.
That'd be nice.
Mandate?
I'm mandating a mandate. If you can wait
24 hours, I'll get, well, at least 12 hours.
I mean, I'm definitely going to see it again, so even if Charming. I were to I go again.
Charming, did you see it with Richie?
Yeah, he and I went to go see it.
Now you, forget all these guys. How'd you like it?
Oh, I loved it. It was awesome. Except, I will admit, it was late for me. We went to the late show, so I snoozed out for a couple minutes.
You were fighting the same man in there, huh?
Yeah,
she
man.
She was only asleep for like 8 minutes.
Yeah, of the whole thing. You but know, it was like,
you know what movies my wife loves? I can't stand. I can't get into any of that shit. And I went to a couple of them at the theater and fell the fuck asleep. Those Lord of the Ring movies, man.
Oh, what? No, Tolkien is amazing.
The only cool part to me is when the trees started walking.
The only one I didn't see in theaters was the first one.
Okay, and then I saw really, 2 and 3. Anybody in general, it's just like, you know, with Star Wars or anything else, like anybody who's able to completely fabricate an entire world and universe and character and languages and cultures is amazing to me. Yeah. Like, I think that is like
my
brilliant.
Hat is off. No, the
it's
writing.
Crazy.
I'm just saying, I just doesn't keep my attention for 3 hours though, man.
I mean, I can kind of see. I actually, you know what? I will admit to you guys that I have not watched, what's the fucking, the one with the fucking...
Hobbit?
Yeah, I haven't watched the Hobbit.
Movies,
I never went to go see it. Because I was upset.
First one's good, second one's fun, third one's
the way that they
great.
Were like, I felt like they were trying to like whore out the franchise and they were trying to break it up.
Oh, gee.
They paid Peter Jackson a lot of money to do those movies, like because he didn't want
to
do that.
They didn't need to do it the way that they did, and I was like, I kind of don't.
He
should have
done
like,
two movies,
right?
Yeah. Do they need to do all these Star Wars movies?
Other Star Wars movies?
That's different.
Richie's face.
Yeah, the Star Wars
universe
is
so big.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm just throwing some darts here.
You can't do that because there's like canon from the books, and then there's like
the rise of Richie over here.
Yeah.
Jeez.
So the awesome thing about Tolkien, though, is like with the Lord of the Rings movies, is they were all made and shot in the same time.
I know, it's great,
like, which
I'm
is amazing.
All
like,
that.
Which is why they all feel the same, and all the Star Wars movies don't feel the same
that.
Because they were
I'm not
shot
denying
at separate
the
times.
Power
That's
of
right.
These movies and the, I'm not denying any of it. The creativity. Is
However,
awesome.
The just, first Star Wars movies were way ahead of their time.
Absolutely. I mean, compared to A New Hope, to Empire Strikes Back, like Empire Strikes Back. Is the best
it's the
one.
Best of them all.
It
dude.
Is the best
hands
one.
Down. That was my
I love
that was
Return
the
of the Jedi, but A New Hope
right there.
A New Hope and Empire feel very similar where Return feels a little bit distant.
You think?
Yeah.
Yeah.
But I still love Return. The Return is a great movie. It's just I don't give a fuck what people talk about Ewoks like they're fun. They're not
We
the
grew
prequels.
Up with the Ewok Village playset and I really dug that. It was amazing.
Where is it now?
There is one little Ewok still remaining.
My mom, I was telling Rachel, my mom
one.
Put all my Star Wars toys in a yard sale and sometime in the mid-80s.
Oh, my God.
Well, this is before anyone was keeping track of shit.
And I get before this we was keeping track of shit.
I get this magazine like 1989 talking about people paying this and that for like a Han Solo figure. So all this shit I fucking had. Like, Ma, 10 sets of fucking figures, some shit like that, you know?
Oh, my Jesus. God.
Here we are, right? Wow. Living rich, man.
What were your figures like? Did they have, like, the rubbed off
you know,
nose
had,
paint?
Mine was like that, too.
Yeah. You know, no, because you play with them, and
I
it's
had
like...
A headless Princess Leia, though. Her head came off.
Really?
Yeah. Luke kept his hand. She lost her fucking head, but she still walked around. in my world.
See, that's the tough thing is to make sure they have their lightsabers and guns and stuff. Like that's the main stuff that's all gone. Yeah,
and
that little sliding piece.
The cardboard's got to have good integrity.
My Princess Leia. My princess, she carried her head.
Oh my god!
That's bizarre. You like this?
That's like Return to Oz.
Were you not allowed to play? Did you eat glue?
Huh?
Did you eat glue?
He ate paste.
They wouldn't let you play with glue. Like I don't understand.
Just the markers. Smell those all day long.
You have the markers.
Mr. Sketch.
Oh man! Yeah, those markers were.
They were real. They were dank as fuck.
I don't know how you guys were in school and they had the Ditto paper with the purple ink.
Oh shit! Ditto paper. Oh my god! I forgot that that's what we used to call it. All that carbon copy bullshit. Yeah.
To hand out tests, we all like.
Our generation's such full of fucking idiots.
Somebody I know was just telling me that their daughter was in school and discovered a carbon copy paper, and she's like, "Oh my god, mom, it's like magic." She's like, "How does it do this?"
She writes the next Star Wars.
Yeah, she's like doing it over and over again.
She dreams of Wizard of Oz Part 2 in her dreams.
Like kids are blown like by. Just crazy simple shit like that. And
did you guys have light brights?
Technology. Yes. Oh, of course. Yes. Losing the pegs all over the place.
So dumb.
You're always finding pegs.
Our iPad was a fucking light bright.
You step on that shit.
Think about
hurts.
It. You know,
not like as bad
Lego.
As a Lego.
Not as bad as a Lego.
No, I've been through that. Still go through it. Fuck that shit.
She and I yesterday went out and spent $350 on Legos.
It was amazing.
Just so you can spill on the floor and walk on them?
No, I'm a hardcore. I don't know if you guys know this. I am a hardcore Lego fan. Have always been a hardcore Lego fan.
She
but I just got these Steamboat Willie sets.
I got those Steamboat Willie
sets. It's an all black and white set. It's dope as shit. And
so,
the Yoda statue.
You have in your house.
And I got the Millennium Falcon.
It's like 1,700 pieces.
Do you have in your house these all built and sitting around or
not,
what?
Not anymore. Not in my new house, no. But I did.
I don't know what your old house looked like. I don't know. Maybe your bedroom or something.
I've had multiple old. My bedroom. No. It's,
my bed's made from Legos. My bed's made of Legos.
Huh? I made my.
Who does? A new Lego show?
Oh, I know. I was telling you about that the other day. I told you about it the other day. The great Lego build-off or whatever it is.
Speaking of
Lego, I
kind of
remember
Richie.
That.
Hey, Richie.
My dream job is to work for Lego.
You said
day.
You had the Millennium Falcon?
Awesome.
I just bought it yesterday.
In 2005, my son was 7, right? And I went because I loved my favorite part of Star Wars. I went and got that Sandcrawler.
Oh, shit.
Yeah, oh, my God.
That was
dude.
An awesome set, yes, dude.
That was amazing.
Yeah,
built
man.
The shit out of that. I was so proud, man. You know, I ain't the sturdiest person in the world, so it took me more time than most. But I finally got it going, and one of his friends came over and hit it by accident. The thing fell apart, and I kept putting it together. He kept hitting it again, like, motherfucker, you know?
Yeah,
maybe
dude.
All nice, but
no.
What kind of a bullshit kid is this?
Yeah.
He just keeps hitting somebody's
this
figure.
This is what you call not a good kid.
Yeah,
I wanted to put
a
it
bad
up on
kid.
The shelf, but my son wouldn't let me. I'm like, after a while, I just gave up.
That's sad. Awesome.
You asked your son for permission to hit that kid?
It had Luke,
no, yeah,
it had,
that was a really cool set.
It had the gunk droid, all
yep.
that good stuff.
Yeah.
Good
no, they've reissued it a couple times because I almost bought the new reissued
the
version
set,
of it.
Dude.
Yeah.
It's good shit. Yeah, there is one super valuable figure
everything.
Of what?
The Legos Star Wars. It is one of the most valuable Lego minifigures of all time. It is the Boba Fett that is like damaged. Like he looks
he
like
has,
he has the damaged
knee
like,
pads though. Because I have one that doesn't have knee pads.
Yeah, he has the knee pads, but he also has like damaged. Specific like battle marks on him.
Back up.
And he's worth a lot of
this
money.
This is a good conversation
to a nerd. However, Legos are worth their weight in gold according to Forbes magazine.
Really?
So Legos are a good investment.
Yeah. Well, you know, for the Hub Show and even for Hagerstown, I got a buddy of mine elsewhere who actually does, he's part of the Lego University or something. He went to Lego and he's part of this team and they go around, they do educational seminars using Legos with people. And
that's
not
awesome.
Not just kids, adults, all that shit. What we got? Uh-oh. Oh, the poker guy's in the house.
Holy
DC's
shit.
Dressed up for
I got
poker.
$20. I don't
we
know what to do with it, but you can have it.
Quick. Yeah.
Anyway, you can win me more money.
Legos. Hub
Seminar?
Show. Anyway, long story. But yeah.
Sounds really
Legos.
Cool. I'm interested.
I want to try to get him down here to do some stuff with us.
Absolutely.
Dude, you blow my mind.
He does a whole thing, seminar with Lego, but he went to Lego, and he's part of a special team of people that do this thing where they travel and talk
Wait,
about it.
I want to be a part of a special team with Lego.
I will get you on the team.
I
How's
wish.
That?
Spatial reasoning is my highest IQ point.
What is?
Spatial reasoning. I love that shit, man. Puzzles.
You like puzzles?
Yeah, it's my shit.
You pour shit out, you go Rain
I figured,
Man and
yeah.
put it together. Like
exactly. No, yeah?
Yeah,
I've always been like that since
really?
I was a kid. Yep.
Pretty cool.
There's this,
dude, listen, dude, we barely know her. It's charming.
No, I'm just I'm a dynamic human being. You are. And I have
moving bits and pieces to it.
That's true.
This is true.
I'm always learning new shit about my fiance.
I think that...
And that's how quiet Mark got on this one, man.
You guys start talking about Legos, I just don't have much to add.
No, not Legos. Yeah.
It's okay.
I'm not in Lego land.
They're not for everybody. That's okay.
I mean, I think they're cool. I just don't dabble in Lego, so...
Yeah, no, they're like...
Never really did as a kid.
I mean, I had like some Lego toys, but not a big collection.
Have you guys ever got into like modular set building or like model kits or anything like
that?
No,
not my thing.
Oh, see, I love shit like that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's cool, though. Yeah. My third year when I was a little kid, got into the Titanic. The movie and the history of it and all that stuff. He built this model Titanic.
That's cool.
I don't like having it in the house. Though.
Wait, who did that? Omen.
Yeah, man.
Dude, you should break it in half and sink it in a bathtub.
I wanted to. It was in my office for a long time. I was like, you know, this needs to get out of here,
let's bring it to the polar bear plunge.
And put it in there with them. And freak everyone out. Hey, look what we brought.
Oh, my God.
Start playing the music with the loudspeaker. Celine Dion.
Get a fucking door out there.
Yeah.
Be a dickhead to somebody. Don't let them use it.
What was that joke that Ryan told us the other day about the Titanic? Something about halfway across the Atlantic.
I think you just told the punchline.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Back it up. Back that one up there, Richie. Yeah, how's it go?
You just told that one out of order.
That sounds about right.
Yeah. It's called editing, yeah. Charming.
It's the difference between the Pacific and the Atlantic.
Yeah.
Is that what it was?
No.
Oh,
what's the difference between the Titanic and the Atlantic?
That's what it was.
It made it about halfway.
That's right.
Yeah. Or something like that.
Yeah.
Who knows?
We're fucking that up. Edit. Edit.
Yeah. All right. Yeah. I think it's here.
Play the laugh button. Do you have a bah, 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 bah button?
No, we got something here. I just did the trombone on you. It's all good.
Bah, bah, bah.
Anyways, Christmas Eve. We should wrap this baby up.
Yeah,
it's been real. It's
Happy
been
like an hour and a half. Hey, again. Biz, what are you doing on your front of this?
All over the place.
What's more important than the Hub Show?
Huh?
What's more important than the Hub Show?
Look it up, movie times.
That's true. Make sure you do that.
Star Wars. The answer is Star Wars.
The Rise of Skywalker.
That is the most important thing.
All right, y'all.
Jesus, dude.
Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
Senator Palpatine. Get in there.
I think his original name.
I bet you when he first wrote
that movie, he had an
like
O at the end
That's
of it.
Weird.
Me and my youngest son had that joke the other day. His real name is Palpatino. He's some godfather dude sitting on that throne, man.
It's me.
Palpatino. Then George Lucas went, you know what, let's erase the O.
Yeah.
You know, Palpatine.
Oh, wait, I can't say
because he was friends with Francis Ford Coppola.
That's right.
I was going to say it, and then I was like, no, I can't.
He's friends with Francis Ford Coppola. He ain't going to ruin shit.
Okay, let's go.
Goodbye.
All right, peace.
Yeah. Merry Christmas, y'all.
Merry Christmas.
Have a happy holiday, whatever it is you
celebrate.
Happy
holidays.
Yeah.
That's right.
There you go. And we'll see you next week. Hub Show, out of here.
Later. Yeah.
You've been listening to the Hub Show podcast with Charming Grissett, Chris Canfield, Jay Heisch, and DJ Busy. And make sure to like and follow us on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. All at the Hub Show. Till next time.